A former NASA engineer once watched a rocket explode on the launch pad, representing years of work and millions of dollars vaporizing in seconds. Yet within hours, the team was already analyzing what went wrong, excited about what they'd learned. This counterintuitive response reveals something profound. The world's most successful problem solvers don't fear failure, they harness it. Rocket science isn't just about spacecraft and equations, it's a mindset for navigating uncertainty, reframing impossible problems, and turning setbacks into breakthroughs. These principles aren't reserved for PhDs and lab coats. They're tools anyone can use to transform how they approach challenges, whether launching a business, changing careers, or simply making better decisions in everyday life. When scientists found organic molecules in a Martian meteorite in 1996, headlines screamed, "Life on Mars." The paper cautiously noted these molecules were merely compatible with life. This gap reveals our deepest discomfort. We're hardwired to fear uncertainty because our ancestors who avoided the unknown survived. At NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, 12-minute signal delays during Mars landings render engineers helpless. To cope, they've eaten peanuts during every critical mission since a successful 1960s landing. Rational scientists clinging to superstition because uncertainty feels unbearable. Yet astronomers thrive in a universe that's 95% invisible, dark matter, and energy. Amateur astronomers repeatedly discover planets experts miss because they aren't constrained by conventional wisdom. When 20-year-old farmer Clyde Tombaugh discovered Pluto using homemade telescopes in 1930, he proved fresh eyes often see what experience blinds us to. Elon Musk faced a $130 million price tag for rockets to Mars. Instead of accepting this, he broke the problem down to raw materials and discovered their commodity value was only 2% of typical rocket prices. This led SpaceX to manufacture components in-house, buying used equipment on eBay. First principles thinking, systematically doubting everything until you reach fundamental truths, transformed an impossible dream into reality. Our knowledge often imprisons us. Steve Martin revolutionized comedy by questioning the fundamental assumption of punchlines. What if I created tension and never release it? True understanding leads to simplicity. Newton's elegant laws explained complex phenomena with remarkable brevity. Sophistication isn't complexity. It's making the complex feel effortless.
Einstein's breakthroughs came from daydreams, not labs. At 16, he imagined chasing light. Later, he pictured someone falling in an enclosed chamber, realizing they'd feel weightless. The happiest thought foundational to general relativity. These thought experiments created parallel universes where different rules applied. Tesla and Da Vinci built inventions entirely in their minds before physical implementation. Yet 65% of workers feel unable to ask questions despite recognizing curiosity's importance. When did you last experience genuine boredom? A 2017 survey found 80% of Americans spent no time relaxing or thinking. This extinction devastates creativity. Breakthroughs arrive during slack times. Einstein theorized while daydreaming, Bohr dreamed atomic structure, and a NASA engineer solved Hubble's mirror problem while observing a showerhead. The idiom, comparing apples and oranges, discourages cross-disciplinary thinking, yet the most creative breakthroughs come from combinatory play, connecting seemingly unrelated concepts. Despite our cultural fetishization of the solitary genius, true breakthroughs almost always involve collaboration and outsider perspectives. Louis Pasteur's mentor encouraged his work on silkworm disease precisely because he lacked expertise. So much the better.
Most people chase metaphorical mice rather than challenging but rewarding antelopes. The Icarus myth warns against flying too high, but its forgotten second half cautions against flying too low. From 2001 to 2011, investments in the 50 most idealistic brands outperformed S&P index funds by 400%. SpaceX attracted top engineers not with higher salaries, but by offering freedom to build rockets instead of attending endless meetings. The barrier to moonshots isn't financial, it's mental.
Jeff Bezos advocates taking bets with even a 10% chance of 100x payoff. When bees and flies are trapped in a glass bottle with its base pointed toward light, bees exhaust themselves trying to exit through the light source, while flies' random fluttering eventually leads them to the actual opening. This illustrates convergent thinking, bees, versus divergent thinking, flies. Divergent thinking generates ideas in an open-minded, free-flowing manner. Harvard studies show asking what could you do rather than what should you do produces more innovative solutions. X, formerly Google X, balances audacious innovation with practical implementation through cognitive diversity, employing firefighters, seamstresses, concert pianists, and engineers. They use bad idea brainstorms to warm up creativity. Backcasting flips traditional planning by determining how an imagined future can be attained rather than extrapolating current conditions forward. Landing on Mars requires perfect cosmic choreography, a 35 to 250 million mile journey ending in 6 minutes of terror, where spacecraft must decelerate from 12,000 miles an hour to zero while surviving 2600 F temperatures. Most people rush to solve problems before properly defining them, putting the sentence before the verdict, like the Queen of Hearts in Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. After the Mars polar lander crash, engineer Mark Adler reframed the challenge from "How do we design a better three-legged lander?" to "How do we defeat gravity and land safely on Mars?" His solution? Giant airbags that inflate before impact. When NASA Administrator Dan Golden suggested building two rovers instead of one, this redundancy strategy doubled success chances for just 50% more cost. Both Spirit and Opportunity found crucial evidence of water on Mars. Stanford students initially aimed to build cheaper incubators for premature babies in Nepal, but discovered the real problem was providing warmth in rural areas without electricity. By reframing from "we need better incubators" to "babies need warmth," they created the $25 Embrace Infant Warmer, a sleeping bag with phase change material that keeps babies warm for hours after being heated in boiling water. Inverting problems often leads to breakthroughs. After Sputnik launched in 1957, physicists tracked its trajectory using radio signals. Their boss asked, "Can you do the reverse?" Could they determine an unknown Earth location using a known satellite position? This reversal thinking led to GPS development. The best way to determine an object's breaking point is to break it. Rocket scientists intentionally destroy spacecraft components on Earth to reveal flaws before they manifest in space. For the 2003 Mars Exploration Rover's mission, engineers discovered rocks completely ripped through airbags in testing. Rather than dismissing this as an outlier, they created replicas of the problematic black rock to repeatedly test against. Testing requires a multi-layered approach because components that work individually may fail when combined. The Mars Polar Lander likely crashed because leg deployment signals were misinterpreted as touchdown, prematurely cutting engines. Before sending humans to space, we sent Ham the chimp. The test-as-you-fly principle extends beyond space. When Apple surveyed the iPhone concept, only 30% liked it. But once consumers held it, indifference transformed into desire. When testing human behavior, observation itself changes behavior. Seinfeld bombed with test audiences, but became a massive hit with real viewers. To minimize these distortions, researchers use double-blind studies where neither participants nor scientists know who's receiving the actual treatment versus placebo. True testing means being willing to discover you're wrong. Otherwise, you're just conducting a dress rehearsal for predetermined beliefs. The Columbia disaster reveals how success breeds complacency. 3 months before the accident, Atlantis sustained the most severe foam strike of any mission yet flown. Yet NASA proceeded with Columbia's launch. When engineer Rodney Racha requested satellite imagery after witnessing an unusually large foam strike, management dismissed his concerns. Minutes from landing, Columbia disintegrated when hot gases penetrated its damaged thermal protection. Bill Gates calls success a lousy teacher because it seduces smart people into thinking they can't lose. Each success reinforces the status quo and normalizes unacceptable risks. You can do things wrong and still succeed through luck, but success conceals these blunders, explaining why child prodigies unravel and companies like Kodak collapse. Despite Apollo 13's famous "failure is not an option," this Hollywood mantra misrepresents rocket science. As Elon Musk notes, if things are not failing, you are not innovating enough. James Dyson created 5,126 failed prototypes before perfecting his vacuum. But the goal isn't to fail fast, it's to learn fast. Studies show entrepreneurs who previously failed are no more successful than first-timers because we often deny our failures, blaming external factors rather than accepting responsibility. Steve Squires spent 10 years submitting proposals before winning approval for the Mars Rover's mission, accepting his early proposals weren't good enough and improving with each iteration. After SpaceX's third consecutive rocket failure, Musk surprised his despairing team by announcing he'd secured funding for two more launches. Less than 2 months later, their fourth launch succeeded, making Falcon 1 the world's first privately built spacecraft to reach orbit. In a pre-mortem, we assume a project has failed, then work backward asking, what went wrong? Research shows pre-mortems increase by 30% our ability to predict future outcomes. Quantify uncertainty by assigning probabilities to each potential problem. Focus on controllable variables, asking both what went wrong and what went right. The principles guiding spacecraft to distant planets aren't reserved for engineers. They're mental tools for anyone navigating uncertainty. The greatest breakthroughs come from those willing to embrace uncertainty, question assumptions, and learn from both success and failure.